This is On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield. As many an investigative reporter can tell you, the relatively simple process of filing a Freedom of Information Act request can turn into a frustrating and protracted nightmare. Some requests are denied for no apparent reason. Some disappear into a bureaucratic rabbit hole, and some wind up in litigation. And so, to speed up and open up the process, in 2007, Congress created the Office of Government Information Services. Many refer to the director of this new office as the FOIA Ombudsman. And this month, Miriam Nisbet got the job. She seems like an ideal candidate since she's logged time both in and outside the government, working 15 years at the Justice Department processing FOIA requests, and many years at the American Library Association advocating open government. Nisbet says that in recent years, you didn't have a lot of options if your FOIA request was denied.
Your only choice at that point was to file a lawsuit in federal court. That's expensive. It's time-consuming for the requester as well as for the government.
So what does this office do that wasn't in the original FOIA Act to begin with?
It is a new office with authorization to mediate as an alternative to litigation when there are disputes between a government agency and a FOIA requester.
Well, them's pretty words, but I have to ask you whether the mediation process really has any teeth to it. Should you make a ruling that the government has to surrender some information, is it therefore automatic that the agency submits?
It's not going to be a binding opinion. It's an advisory opinion. But that certainly would be part of the administrative record going to court if the case did go to court. We would certainly like to think that an agency head that is aware of an advisory opinion going against the agency would take that into consideration before absolutely defending to the death the withholding of the documents.
In the beginning of the Bush administration, then Attorney General John Ashcroft, by kind of executive fiat, ordered the Justice Department to essentially disregard FOIA requests. I'm wondering if an agency director should do something similar, whether you have the power to intervene.
Well, first of all, the new Attorney General has issued a directive going precisely the other way, sort of presumption of disclosure as opposed to non-disclosure. And the director of this new office will be able to work with the agencies to report to Congress and to the president and make recommendations for ways to improve the process.
This law was passed by Congress in 2007, and you are just now getting this appointment to begin the work of the Office of Government Information Services. What in the world went on in the intervening 2 years?
Well, it's a matter of public record that the Bush administration was not enthusiastic about this newly created position, was reluctant to fund it, and was trying to make the office be within the Department of Justice. Congress just said no to that. And now, with the change in administration, there's a green light.
Now, before we give the Obama White House a free ride, there have been some disturbing developments with respect to the state secret privilege, invoking the privilege in court in a couple of cases in precisely the way that the Bush administration did, and most recently denying the press access to the White House visitor logs in precisely the way the Bush administration did. I wonder if you're getting a little nervous that the transparency that the Obama White House has promised is not quite as transparent as you'd like.
Well, I don't know whether or not this is going to be a specific case that the new office is going to be able to weigh in on. There are many people right now in the White House, at the Justice Department, at the National Archives, who are trying to figure out a way to ensure as much openness as possible with regard to these particular records. It's a little too soon to be pessimistic about that.
Miriam, thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome, Bob.
Miriam Nisbet is the incoming director for the Office of Government Information Services.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.